Beth Cobert doesn't have the government credentials to be Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, according to some observers, but members of Congress believe the senior consultant from McKinsey & Company may be just the type of person the government needs right now. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details on why senators praise her experience to be the Deputy Director of Management at today's nomination hearing. What did they see about her background, experience, her testimony today that they like, Jason?
Well, I think both Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee say Cobert brings that real-world experience that really is needed in government in this day and age. You know, between budget cuts and the focus on customer service and the move to be more efficient, and, of course, the revitalization of the workforce that's in desperate need, all those things happen in the private sector at a much more rapid pace than you see in the public sector. And her experience in dealing with all of these issues is why they're excited about her. Senator Tom Coburn sums up why he will support Cobert's nomination to be OMB's Deputy Director for Management.
I think you have a great understanding of what the real problems are. The Office of Management and Budget is just that. It's an office of budget and management, and too often it's about the budget and not the management. So I welcome you here today. I applaud your sacrifice and willingness to do it. My hope would be we would have more experienced people from the private sector fulfill positions such as this one.
Now, Cobert says she could bring her expertise, her guidance, to highlight the areas that are in government that are failing with an eye toward fixing them, not just to highlight the fact is that things aren't going as what they should be. He says to do that, to fix the issues, you have to start with good management, and that's what she brings. Senator Ron Johnson also praised Cobert's background, saying the government needs hundreds of people like her. And listen to this exchange between Cobert and Johnson about her management style.
You listed the number of different areas that you've consulted on. I'm interested in just having you describe what your process was when you'd go into a business and you talked about a small team trying to make large scale impact. I mean, there's nothing larger scale than this as a financial entity, and the task was really overwhelming. So can you just tell me what your process was and what your process will be?
Let me try and describe some principles about how I've tried to work at McKinsey. At McKinsey, we have a number of principles that underlie our approach to any problem. One is being clear what's the objective we're trying to deliver against. What kind of performance are we trying to deliver for customers, for the business, for the people who are working in that business? So we start with a clear objective, because that's the objective that's going to drive our recommendations.
Now, Cobert says her next step is to look at data and form some hypotheses, then look at more data, financial information, market data, customer feedback data, anything that's going to help them understand both the costs and the benefits. Finally, Cobert says that the goal is to build a set of recommendations, attach metrics to those recommendations to measure how they're working, and to make sure that the approach is working the way you want it to work, or if you need to change your approach. Basically, in sum, she's talking about the very same way that this administration, the Obama White House, has been promoting their management agenda over the last 5 years: data-driven, performance-based, set your goals, measure against those goals, basically rinse and repeat, which is, you know, it's not surprising that she matches up, but it's kind of refreshing that to hear her talk about her philosophy at McKinsey is very similar to what you're seeing in the federal government today.
Did we get a sense from this hearing, Jason, of what her priorities would be in this job if she's confirmed for it?
We got a little glimpse of her goals, maybe her approach to being DDM as well as chief performance officer. In fact, in her questions for the record, she confirmed that she will wear that second hat as the government's chief performance officer. For example, one thing she talks about is that she would enhance government management by focusing on the four pillars of the second-term management agenda detailed by President Obama about a month or so ago. Those are effectiveness, efficiency, economy, and people. Next, she explains how work at McKinsey would translate to being the DDM.
I've worked with clients on better deployment of technology, as I mentioned, trying to make the more standard parts of that technology more efficient and to use technology tools to enable them to deliver better customer service. I've worked with companies on procurement programs, trying to help them buy smarter, to buy what they need at right prices and to make sure they're buying the right things, what they need to serve, deliver against their goals, and not more. I've worked on a range of issues about strengthening performance management systems, something that I think is at the heart of a process of generating a mindset of continuous improvement, of using data and learning from that data to help make performance better and to build a mindset and a culture where the individuals doing their jobs every day are thinking about how they can do their work better.
Now, Colbert offers several specific examples during the nomination hearing about how she helped transform technology or helped the company manage their procurements better. One of the most telling examples came from a question from Senator Kelly Ayotte.
I've done some work with a large business services firm looking at their IT expenditures. And in that place, we sort of framed it as a function of looking at what we called the factory. How did they get their basic infrastructure working well to be reliable, to be efficient, and to meet their business needs as their business was growing? What could they do themselves? What were places where they, too, could consolidate their data centers or look to cloud-based solutions as an alternative to building systems themselves? I've done some work with a number of clients on purchase services and procurement, making sure that they were leveraging the buying power, in this case of a broad-based enterprise across the U.S. that had different business units purchasing differently. So how could they leverage that buying power? How could they standardize things by having uniform cell phone contracts that actually recognized that they were sending lots of individuals overseas, and so you could actually negotiate different kinds of rates for that? How could they make sure that they were buying the right things? So you're thinking about what you're buying, how you're leveraging buying power, how you're doing the right thing.
Now, she also promised to work with the Government Accountability Office and agency inspector generals to really address some open management recommendations. Senator Tom Carper says, look, let me give you this example. The Homeland Security Department has 455 open GAO and IG recommendations. And basically, he was saying to her, listen, we need your help on this. This is a priority. And she says, yes, this is a priority. We're going to figure out what's making progress, what's not, what are the roadblocks, and how to remove those roadblocks that are in the way of progress.
What's the timeline that we have for some kind of sense of the committee voting on her and then the full Senate?
There's something going on about a shutdown or something. Have
I've
you heard about this?
I've heard a little bit about it, and I've read mostly about it at federalnewsradio.com, search term shutdown.
That, unfortunately, is dominating everything. In fact, Carper says the majority leader, Harry Reid, said they will not take any nominations to the floor for debate or vote during the shutdown. And, of course, that decision did not sit well with Tom Coburn.
To me, that would be indicative of the whole mindset of the problem in Washington today. And the entire government is not shut down. The Senate entire is not shut down. And the fact that we would not process a nominee that's important and vital to establishing what we need at OMB, it seems to me like you're shooting at your own feet.
So at least for the near future, Steve Van Roekel will continue to be the acting deputy director for management, and Beth Colbert will wait in the wings, and she's limited to what she can learn and what she can influence.
All right. More on federalnewsradio.com, of course.
Yes, sir, and more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.